And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State Senate President Phil Berger and Superintendent of Public Instruction Mark Johnson have been voicing opposition to the big teacher-led education rally that's taking shape this Wednesday in Raleigh. Berger attacked the one-day event and even likened it to a teacher strike, which he proceeded to describe in a thinly veiled threat as illegal. Johnson also criticized the rally because it is on a school day and said he would not attend. Funny that neither Berger nor Johnson raised such concerns earlier this year when conservative school choice advocates, including teachers, parents, and students, held a rally in Raleigh on Tuesday, January 23rd, a school day. At that time, Johnson thought it appropriate not just to endorse the event, but to attend and serve as a featured speaker. For his part, Berger took to Facebook to tout the event and even to celebrate Johnson's appearance. Neither voiced any concerns about teachers and students missing school. The bottom line, neither man is going to do any good by treating teachers as the enemy for speaking out for better state policies. Both should get over their selective amnesia and start working with teachers rather than against them. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.